Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you on a Wednesday. In fact, how many days is it till draft day?
8.
That is correct.
That's right.
I was hoping I could catch him off guard. But
I thought you were going to say Easter.
How many days till Easter?
3, isn't it? No, 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it crazy Easter is on 420?
Brother, I was going to bring it up.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Imagine if
the Lord is always high.
He is on high. That is.
There's going to be a lot of dudes going to get some more ice.
Go ahead.
No, but I'll get some ice.
It's perfect, right? You go to church.
We praise him high.
I don't know, Easter dinner, if y'all have it in the same. I mean, we basically, it's Easter lunch at that
point. Yeah, we do lunch.
And you go for a walk.
Go for a walk.
Come back, watch the Rockets.
Y'all look like you're a little low on ice. I'll go get some.
That's right.
Me and my buddy.
I feel like you can. There's no reason that you can't hit all of the bases on Sunday, right? Like, I feel like, and then of course the Rockets happens later on in the day,
mm-hmm.
very late in the day, 9:30 p.m. to be exact.
I'm gonna start my training now.
I feel like bets on when he falls asleep.
No, I'll watch. I'll just be miserable.
Man, game one,
you're gonna be asleep. You're gonna wake up in the morning to watch it like you did today.
This game was like, you know, so important. I'll stay up for the Rockets, man. Playoff? You kidding me?
Third quarter.
Yeah.
Third quarter.
I'll watch the rest.
It's at least a nap. He's falling asleep for at least 4 minutes in the third quarter.
I'm just saying, I'm going to be miserable Monday. So prepare yourselves.
Okay. All right. That is a tease of sorts. All right. Let's get to this Astros game. They got a win yesterday versus the St. Louis Cardinals. 2-0. Nice to get a victory. Shout out to Jeremy Peña getting mm-hmm. aggressive on the base paths. In this one.
Running through a stop sign.
Did you have issue with the third mm-hmm. base coach putting up the stop
no.
sign there?
I thought you were going to say with Jeremy Peña, he had a good feel for where he was going.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
You know, how that play was unfolding. So I had no issue with that really at all.
Thank you. Thank you, Collis. That was, I thought it was a good call.
Oh, boy.
And honestly, like,
is that blue ball that he was talking about?
No. I'm so disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they don't have more of those types of mm-hmm. more of those types of aggressive natures on the base paths, especially considering where the offense mm-hmm. has been, or like the lack of fortune that the offense has at least mm-hmm. had at the plate. If you're getting hard hit balls, if they're not finding the ground,
right?
Like, hey, when you get that opportunity, when you see, although it was a really good trap in right field. Mm-hmm. But when you see that ball hit the grass, man, go ahead and go.
You know, it's interesting too, because the Cardinals, and I forget who it was, they held up a runner when I thought he should maybe run through the stop sign in the previous inning.
That was on Cam Smith too.
It was on Cam Smith.
Yeah.
I thought that, because he threw the ball up the line a little bit, the guy would have scored. I forget who the runner was, but he did stop.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't run through this. And so there's like a swing of runs right there.
Yeah. But obviously, like, there's a lot of things. We talk about the offense. There's questions mm-hmm. with that. You have questions elsewhere. There's one thing that it feels like yesterday was very evident that you don't have questions with this Astros team. And his name is Hunter Brown.
He's the guy, right? I mean, there's no more question about that. Four starts.
He's the ace?
No, he is.
Four starts, 1.25
ERA.
Is it 1.25 at this point?
1.25, according to what I saw, 0.83 whip and a 17-inning scoreless streak. That's how you do it. I mean, and here's the thing. I'm not necessarily criticizing Fromber. Fromber can still do those things. But the most consistent pitcher, the best start, and I'm going to give you a little historical context here in a little bit with Hunter Brown's start. But, like, Fromber can still do it. Fromber can still get it done and still show ace stuff. But Hunter Brown is the ace. He's the guy you want out there.
So if the playoffs started now, you going with Hunter Brown first?
Hunter Brown. Why would you not?
Well, yeah. I mean, right. Fromber absolutely can still do incredible things, but mm-hmm. I think the consistency that Hunter Brown is starting to show, which is wild to consider for a 26-year-old mm-hmm. Pitcher, right, in his age 26 season, a dude doing that. And really, the thing that has been impressive to me is just the coolness, the calmness that he has displayed mm-hmm. on the mound, even when, like, maybe he doesn't get a call that's good, or maybe, you know, you have a solo shot or what have you. He's able to lock it right back in and continue getting after folks. I mean, he got in a little bit of trouble early in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Got some runners on the base paths and still managed to get out of it. Striking dudes out, in fact.
Well, really, he only had four strikeouts, I believe. But that power sinker was getting bad contact and was getting people out. Shout out to Alex Bregman, because that's the pitch that Bregman told him last year he needs to throw more often. And now it's one of the most dangerous pitches in the game.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, Max one offer per account.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? And he's utilizing it more against lefties as well. Mm-hmm. Like, he's continuing to grow. I think ultimately the way that I would put this is, with the level that we're seeing him at right now, mm-hmm. feels like it's closer to what the floor is than what the ceiling is.
Yes.
And that's the thing that I think is even more impressive for me, is that, hey man, he's pitching really well. And that probably sounds wild to say with a dude who has a 1.5, I just double checked.
1.5
ERA. Mm-hmm. Even then, like, sub 2. You're cooking with grease, right? Like, mm-hmm. you're cooking with gas, I guess, is the more traditional way of saying that phrase. But ultimately, like, that's kind of sounds wild to say, but I think the way that he's going about it, the level-headedness, like, he does not have that mm-hmm. concern. At least I don't feel like it, that you have that concern of what's going to happen if this bad thing happens to him. He's going to come out and he's going to produce, and he's starting to become the must-watch portion on this Astros team that, if I'm going to be completely honest, it feels like it has fewer must-watch things than it has had in recent history.
But that's the difference between he and Fromber. You know, over the years, you know, when we get frustrated with Fromber, it's because things can get in his head. You know, he lets things affect him emotionally or mentally. Hunter Brown does not. And that's why Hunter Brown is the guy that you trot out there, you know, in those types of situations. Now, let me give you some context here to just how good a start this is for Hunter Brown. We just went over his stats and the scoreless innings and all that stuff. 1.5 ERA, 0.83 whip. Let's compare it to some of the greatest four-game starts that we've seen in recent years.
Ooh.
With some of the greats here. Gerrit Cole in 2019, incredible year. Through his first four starts, 3.2 ERA and a 0.92 whip. Not as good as what Hunter Brown is doing.
Okay.
Justin Verlander won the Cy Young in 2019. First four starts, 3.5 ERA, 1.174 whip. Not as good as what Hunter Brown's done so far. Fromber in 2022, when he had his career high in wins, 3.15 ERA, 1.4 whip. Not as good as what Hunter Brown's done through four starts. And let's go back to 2015, their first playoff run. Dallas Keuchel, Cy Young.
Yes.
Through his first four starts, 0.62 ERA. You're not going to touch that. But a 0.82 whip. which is not as good as Hunter Brown. What he's done his first four starts is as good or better in most cases than the best seasons as Astros that Justin Verlander, Garrett Cole, Fromber, and Dallas Keuchel have had.
You got to, I mean, it's,
think about that.
We're a tenth of the way through the season, yeah. Right? There's a lot of baseball to go. It's early, marathon, not a sprint, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Cy Young feels like this is not entirely out of the realm of possibility.
Well, obviously very, very early, as you mentioned. But, I mean, just look at those numbers. Those, like, two of those guys won Cy Youngs, and I think Garrett Cole finished like second or third in 2019. And their starts were not as good as what we've seen from Hunter Brown. He's your ace. And let's be very clear about this. It's not a criticism per se of Fromber, because if you have two guys that can dial up a game like that, and Fromber can, in a win, you're way ahead of the game.
Sure. Yeah. And I think, okay, so where my brain has gone is kind of a weird place, especially after what you said, because absolutely, if you have good Fromber and you have Hunter Brown going, that 1-2 punch is huge. When you get into a postseason series, if you can go 1-2 with guys that you feel confident, mm-hmm. either, you know, we can write the W in pencil, or we can feel very confident that at least we have a really solid chance of winning the game. That's a great place to be. Like, you already are starting with the level of advantage. However, considering the situation where we know that there has not been extension talks with Fromber, if you can get some reinforcements coming back when it comes to injury wise, remembering that Lance McCullers is going to have his. Fourth rehab start, I think, coming up soon. Obviously, you have Christian Javier, hopefully expected to come back maybe midseason, you know, some of those types of guys. Could you possibly see the possibility of trading Fromber at the deadline?
It depends on where they are. It absolutely depends on where they are. You ride it out. I mean, and traditionally the Astros have, you know, they've played it out without, we talked about, you know, Kyle Tucker trades last, you know, trade deadline, and that didn't happen. So traditionally they ride it out, depends on where you are. But you get these two guys that can, in a very winnable division, as we talked about, it affects, you know, how you can use your bullpen, you know, the strain on your bullpen, how you can use some of these back-end rotation guys as you go down. Keep it up. Keep it up, Hunter Brown, because it's going to make things a lot better for the Astros.
Ultimately, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm very much in a place where Hunter Brown is on the docket. Yeah, I'm absolutely tuning in. To see him pitch. He has definitely reached that level for me. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Early getaway game in St. Louis today. You'll get Ronel Blanco. And Yordan Alvarez is sitting down. He's getting the day off after playing the field yesterday and with a short turnaround. We'll give you the lineup later on in the show. But all right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Inspired by now the fact that we know what the matchup is going to be. It's Rockets-Warriors. Mm-hmm. Mind you, I said game one, 9:30. 9:30 Eastern, 8:30. So a little bit better for you, Lopez. Maybe that'll help you stay up. No, he's still falling asleep. What are some guy code rules that you should never be broken? Like, I don't know, kicking Steven Adams in the junk. That's one of those that you shouldn't break. 713-572-4610. Guy code rules that should never be broken. Next.